This is The Education of Ivy Leavold, written by Sierra Simone, narrated by Zara Hampton Brown. Chapter 1.
I want you to be my wife,
Julian Markham pronounced. Julian Markham, owner of Markham Hall, and owner of my heart, and possible murderer of my cousin 2 months since. Panic, swift and sharp, seized me, squeezing my ribcage, making my heart pound. All I could feel was how small the library had become, how low the ceiling was, and how I needed to get outside, away from this overwhelming thing and this overwhelming man who summoned such strong emotions within me. Love and desire twined together within my panic, grating against the doubts, the worries, the incredulity. His mouth twisted at the corners, amusement lighting along his eyes.
You look so surprised.
A sharp retort came to mind, but it never made it to my lips. Of course I am surprised. Surprised and flattered and terrified. For one thing, someone like me couldn't marry someone like him. He needed to marry someone in his social station, someone wealthy and distinguished. Surely he knew this. For another, there were the frightening things I had learned from the polite police officer in Scarborough, that my cousin Violet had been pregnant when she died, that the baby was almost certainly not Mr. Markham's, and that the entire narrative pointed to Mr. Markham's guilt. Practicality and fear warred with emotion, and I looked away so that he wouldn't see the tears pricking at my eyes. I tried to speak, but the words wouldn't come. The vice around my chest continued to squeeze and press. A beat passed, then another.
Wildcat, he said. Say something.
We can't marry, I said, and I couldn't keep the pain from my voice.
And why can't we?
Because, I was dangerously close to sputtering, because it's not right. This I meant in light of Violet's death, in light of his role in it, that it wouldn't be right for me to place myself at his mercy when I didn't know if he had any. But he misunderstood me.
You want to be my mistress, but you balk at becoming my wife. You are more feral than I thought. Are you so afraid of being trapped?
He took my wrist in his hand, his thumb pressing against my pulse, and I vividly remembered the first night we met.
Haven't I shown you that some restraints can be freeing?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?